This is fun. The FU Network.
Hey, welcome to Sock Talk. Now that spring is here and the warm weather is beckoning people outside, it seems people are getting amnesia about the precautions we're supposed to follow to keep COVID-19 at bay. So I thought it was time for a bit of a refresher course, and I wanted to keep it really simple. And nobody does simple like my friend, Rick Campanelli. Hey, Rick.
Oh, Ed. You're a sweetheart.
So you've been locked up for a few weeks, too?
I've been locked up basically ever since ET Canada fired my ass. So.
Oh, really?
No, it's. I've been at home doing my thing, but it's not really a big change for me because, honestly, all truthfulness, I love being at home with my family, and it's just an extension of that. Yeah, we're supposed to stay inside and, you know.
Yeah, let's go through the precautions, okay?
The top of the list, wash your hands often.
Wash your hands often, which seems like good advice no matter where you are at any other time of the year.
That's right. No matter if there, even if there wasn't a deadly virus around.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Do you want to elaborate on this or keep going?
Can you imagine that this is a big thing, wash your hands? They have to tell people, you know how many times, like, you know what this makes me realize? How many people have been walking around, not washing their hands, shaking hands with people. Touching surfaces, touching doorknobs, touching the rail on escalators. People have been walking around, didn't know they had to wash their hands before this. People have been taking, I don't know, whatever urine or fecal drops that wound up on their matter has wound
you know
up
what
on their hands.
Really opened up. It's really opened up our eyes to just learning how disgusting objects can be. I never really thought of it before. Like, I try to see the good in everyone. Like, I try to think everyone's keeping as clean as possible, you know, every day of their lives, but it's just, it hasn't been happening. So it's really opened up my eyes to, like, oh yeah, do I want to touch that door handle? No, so I'll do this now if I have to, like, whatever. You have to take these precautions, especially if you don't.
So basically what you're saying is all the things I was telling you for years that you ignored me, now you know, just discovered that I was right. People are disgusting.
I totally, finally agree with you, Ed.
Hey, I have a question for you. You're Italian. Is your furniture covered in plastic? Because those are surfaces you'll have to clean, too.
See, our grandparents, they were pretty smart.
Well, no, because the plastic will mean that the stuff lives on it.
That's true. But you could just take a Lysol wipe and just disinfect. You can't take a Lysol wipe to the cloth material that are covering up your pillows, right?
You're right.
The plastic, you just take a Lysol wipe and that's it.
So all those grandparents who were covering their couches and stuff in plastic, they saw this day coming.
They must have lived through the Spanish influenza back in 1918.
Wow. You know about that? That surprises me, Rick. That's actually knowledge.
It's knowledge.
All right. Next. What other precautions, my friend?
Well, they're saying if soap and water aren't available, you could use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol.
What if you just have something that is 60% alcohol?
Well, bingo, you're good.
Yeah, okay, you're
like
good.
A bottle of tequila, a bottle of vodka, is that what you're getting?
Yeah, that's what I'm sort of going for.
Yep.
All right.
That works, because alcohol kills.
Yes, you're right. And that's
not
a whole other
viruses.
PSA. Yeah. Yes. All right, keep going.
Now, to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch areas, high-touch surfaces, like we were talking about earlier, in public places. You know, elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, handshaking with people, all these type of things that we've been used to doing up until COVID-19, we should stop doing this, because you never know whether the virus is on that certain object, right?
You know what else? You should talk, if you're buying something, try to buy it in increments that are under $100, because then you can just use the tap on your card and you don't have to press that disgusting, disgusting keypad. Because those keypads were disgusting before this started, and they're no less disgusting now. So see if you can break your purchases up into increments under $100 so you don't have to touch something that some creepy infected chud touched before you. All right, continue, my friend.
So clean and disinfect your home to remove germs. Practice routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces, for example, tables, doorknobs, lights, switches, handles, desks, toilets, faucets, sinks, and cell phones.
The toilet part is a lot of fun.
The toilet part, yeah.
Yeah, the cleaning toilet part, that's a lot of fun. And here's the other thing, cleaning your toilet also means the underside of the toilet seat. So, because listen, when us guys go to your house, and we lift up the toilet seat, take a pee. We don't want to see the Rorschach blots underneath there from what, you know, you've been okay. doing.
That's disgusting.
Okay, I'm disgusting.
That's disgusting. No, that thought that you just put in my head. See, you're putting all these disgusting thoughts in my head. I don't go down those roads, those dirty roads.
Rick, I've been trying to put thoughts in your head for years, but you're a gym major. All right, keep going. What's next?
Obviously, we're told by health officials and experts to practice, you know, social distancing, physical distancing. You want to avoid crowds, obviously.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a pioneer in this because I've been avoiding people and crowds for years.
That's right.
You know, you guys are just finally coming around to my way of life. Okay, next.
Now, here's a basic one, and we've been doing this one for years. First of all, if you're going to sneeze into your elbow, you know, whip out a handkerchief, whip out a tissue. Just don't blurt out your sneeze, people.
Sneezes and can go like 30 feet. Kind of like if you ever watched a video with Ron Jeremy, things can go up to 30 feet. Listen, okay. None of these precautions are all that difficult to live with. First of all, there's really nowhere to go, so why are you going to go out of the house anyways? If you go out of the house, just don't hang out with people. Go for a little walk, get some fresh air. If you have to go to the grocery store, stay at least 2 meters away from people.
Simple stuff, basic stuff.
Simple stuff, yeah. And if you see somebody who's sneezing, hit the floor like you're jumping on a grenade for your teammates.
We have to think. We have to think about all the others out there, right?
Oh, my God. See, this is what it's come to. Rick Campanelli telling other people to think. Rick, thank you.
I'm taking the necessary precautions, Ed. I hope your viewers are as well. And if we're all taking the necessary precautions, it shouldn't be scary. If we're supposed to do what people, the experts, have been telling us to do, we're going to wrangle this COVID-19 in sooner rather than later. But if we're not taking the precautions, that's when it's going to get scary.
All right. Well, you heard it from Rick Campanelli. He's never lied to you. I've never lied to you.
And who am I? I'm just another citizen.
You're a guy who won a contest and 30 years later, you're still famous. That's who you are. but you're still the nicest guy that I know. And so I know that if people feel that people have been yelling at them and giving all the advice has been yelled at people, you just heard it gently, like a warm hug from our friend Rick Campanelli.
Thank you, Ed. Be safe out there, okay?
Yeah, and by the way, I just noticed you've got a chair back there that isn't covered in plastic. you may want to get on that or you'll lose your Italian card.
That's my wife Angie's chair.
Oh,
don't
want to
cover her stuff up with the plastic.
No, don't be doing that. You'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Do your civic duty out there, people, okay? Self-isolate and practice physical distancing. Please, we're going to get through this.
All right. You heard it from Rick. He's not a doctor and he's never played one on TV. All right. You're going to be continuing to play Lego with your kids?
Yeah, and can I show you this Venice puzzle that I've been working on for the past little while?
I don't think I have a choice now.
Right there.
Look at that. You've been working on that with your kids or just you?
Just me. That's been for the past 3 weeks now. It's an 1,000 piece puzzle.
Rick, tell the truth. You've been working on that for 3 years. Hey, Rick Campanelli, everybody from near Hamilton, Ontario. Rick, do me a favor. Will you please talk to your dad? Tell him I send my regards.
I will, for sure.
I love your dad.
I will, for sure.
All right.
And he loves you. And you'll see him again one day. You'll see him again.
I damn well should.
You'll see.
You, I don't care about you. I don't care, but I'd like to see your dad again. All right.
I got a puzzle waiting for me. I got 30 more pieces to fill in there. See you, Ed.
All right. Yeah, you go. You go. 30 more pieces. That should only take you about 6 more months. See, hey, that's not very nice. Hey, did you enjoy that sock talk? You know what they say, don't applaud, just throw money. We're giving you the kind of programming the big guys won't give you. Stuff that's real, authentic, and in the moment, as opposed to all that focus group, stage managed, rehearsed crap. So if you want to help us keep going, become a patron on patreon.com/FUNetworkTV. Subscriptions start at just $1 a month. Come on, that's nothing. Or if you don't want to subscribe, you just want to give us a one-time boost, go to PayPal and send it to us courtesy of our email address, FUNetworkTV@gmail.com. And if you don't, well, don't come complaining to me when all you got on TV is Ben Mulrooney 24 hours a day. Aloha.